definitely human.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A charming cabin boy and a relic of Fortuna's forgotten past are unexpected curiosities not provided for in the Philidor's ticket fare, but Captain Crane's cruisers are well reviewed for their surprising amusements. Having tested their mettle against the most robust food on the ocean, our plucky vacationers can now test themselves against the most stomach-churning games. Play with enough courage and you may win not just money, but the respect of your peers. Gambling, carousing, Pax Fortuna! And Point of Sail, Part 2.
How's it going? How's it going? Keeping them cheerful, are you?
Oh, yeah, certainly so. I think the table looks well stocked. The knight seems to have a pretty big appetite. Yeah, don't know what's going on with this the abstinence lady. She seems to eat raw chicken.
Raw chicken?
Yeah, it's a bit odd, isn't it?
Yeah, not from around here, I guess.
Yeah, it's just, you know what it's like, isn't it? So it's always these cruises, it's always the same. Oh. How long till we get to the island?
Well, tomorrow we get to the first island where the captain has prepared a little wildlife trip.
Oh yeah, does he do a bit of, is that what he does, is it? A bit of wildlife?
Yeah, now and again. We usually, if we pass that island, go to it. You'll find out tomorrow.
Okay, oh, sounds exciting. I've never been on a cruise before. It's my first time being a cabin boy.
Really?
I've done it loads. I mean, yeah. It's great, isn't it? Boats and this, all the ropes and that.
Can you roll a deception check? It's an advantage.
Two. Oh, four.
An advantage. So.
Oh, advantage. Five.
Ropes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, ropes and, you steer it, don't you? The boat.
He says,
yeah.
What ship did you say you were stationed on before this?
It was the SS, the Londinium. Yeah, that was the one, I think. Or it might have been the SS Tiger.
Ah, and that was a fishing?
Yeah, it was fishing.
Vessel, you said?
Fishing and light goods transportation, yeah.
Right, and how long were you there?
Oh, like 2 years.
Okay. So you're pretty experienced for a cabin boy.
Yeah. Swabbed all the decks this side of South. South. This hemisphere, you know.
Okay. And 2 years as a cabin boy.
Yeah.
Often they don't last that long, you will be aware.
I'm plucky, aren't I? Oh, yeah. Got my wits about me, if you know what I mean. And I kind of like, you know, tap my nose, give him a little wink.
He isn't challenging you on it, but you're not sure that he's buying this stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as you keep Alfonso, Mr. Boyo, to us, as long as you keep him happy, everything will be fine. He's a government official, you know.
Sure, yeah. And I kind of look around slyly and I'm also like, and also I noticed that boy in the kitchen, I think he's been, I looked like he was nicking the cutlery earlier. You might want to go and, just between me, you and me.
The boy in the kitchen, Leon.
Yeah, Leon. That's, you know, the lanky fella.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, that's just what I saw, sir, you know.
Okay, I'll take that under advisement.
But yeah, don't you worry, mate. I've got Alfonso Boyo. He's in a safe pair of hands with me, you know. Strongest hands on the ship, you know.
Okay. Chubbins downs the rest of his drink and moves off.
I'll give him like the finger, just like hidden behind my coat.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to notice.
Yeah.
But I think the damage might have been done already.
I'm like, yeah.
Stick it to the man.
You see the rest of the crew now bringing out what look like games, entertainment, a roulette wheel that they set up, a bucket of apples in water, and a large circular board on a stand, which they erect near the front of a ship.
I'm very interested in this big circular wheel.
I feel like I need to kind of step my game up a bit with Alfonso, so I'll hurry over to where
after
Alfonso...
your pickpocket attempt.
Yeah. Can I like I'll hurry over to Alfonso and just be like make sure I'm kind of nearby if he needs me.
As soon as I sort of see my hands go in my pocket, and I'm like clutching my keys and my coin purse very tightly.
I'll be like, "Evening, Governor." Tip my hat. How's it going? What you a bit of a gambling man then, sir?
Evening, Tony. Put it all on black, I believe is the tactic to go for. That's what colleagues tell me.
If it works for you, then that's what you should do, you know?
Well, I've got a bit of holiday money. Maybe I'll give it a go.
Oh yeah, well let me know if I can get anything for you. I'm here to help, you know.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you, Tony.
The captain says, "Who wants to see a demonstration?"
Oh yes.
He indicates to another cabin boy. He says, "Young Jason here is something of an expert hatchet thrower. Do we have any volunteers?"
You know, Tony, I think I'd actually quite like you to volunteer. I'd be very happy.
Oh yeah, no problem. Yeah, I've had a few knives thrown at me in my time. Yeah, what do I do then? Do I just
capital? The first mate comes over and hoists you up.
Okay.
Onto the wheel and ties you in so you're splayed up there.
I guess I'm looking kind of smug. I feel like I'm going to be all right. Yeah.
Very good.
And I'm kind of like, I'm looking Alfonso in the eye just to be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like grinning backwards.
I'm cool.
Nice.
Okay. They spin it very slowly at first, and the cabin boy takes out his hatchets, standing maybe 10 paces away from you.
Oh, only 10? Oh, yeah, all right, yeah. That's fine.
The captain says, I admire your spirit. Well, let's see how he does. Ladies and gentlemen, young Jason, the boy, wheels his arm back and then projects a hatchet at the board.
Oh, my God.
It slams into the wood just to your right side. You can feel it splinter next to you and make a satisfying chunk sound, and the rest of the crew and guests give a little cheer.
Ooh.
I'm like, I guess I'm kind of trying to like show off now. I'm like, yeah, go, yeah, come on, give us another one.
Oh, very good. Jason, maybe a little further back. And Chubbins goes and gives the wheel another good spin. You're going slightly faster now.
Okay, I'm starting to feel a bit queasy, but I'm not letting it on.
Little Jason, 12-year-old Jason, cocks his arm from 15 paces back and launches another hatchet, and it whistles through the air and it smacks into the wood to your left side now, just next to your arm, and you can feel the air as it cuts into the wood.
I look over towards Alfonso and I'm like, Mr. Boy, are you a gambling man?
You're still spinning.
Mr. Alfonso. I have been known to dabble.
What's say, you know, we have a little wager. We add another, say another 5 paces. And if the next one doesn't hit me, then you have to give me a few quid. What'd you say?
Let's make it 10 paces.
All right, we'll have to let's make it a 10 spot then. And you got yourself a deal. What's that, 35? 35, no problem. 35 paces?
35 paces. Okay, that's
the end
half of the deck away.
Oh, God, no way.
You can go for 35 if you trust little Jason that much. He doesn't seem to care. He'll throw an axe at pretty much whatever he's going to throw an axe at.
What was the last 25?
The last one was 15.
Oh, last one was 15. Oh, yeah, no, let's call it 25. Add an extra 10, that's 25. My maths isn't what it used to be. I'm getting a bit old, you know?
25, you're on.
25. All right, call it a deal. Bring it on, yeah? Come on, Jason, throw it at me. Come on.
The captain says, wager, I may partake in this. How about 20 florins? but we give Jason a little bit of rum first.
Oh, don't have that.
How do you feel, young man? Young cabin boy, are you up to it?
What's
you
he like?
Got the pluck?
Can he hold his liquor? Is he,
no.
Well, how long has he been doing this?
20 florins is more than you would get paid in a 6-month voyage.
Is that a lot of money?
It's a lot of money to you. It's a huge amount of money.
All right, yeah, go. Just dive for the head, yeah? Let's do it. Let's bring it on.
He drags little Jason back to around where the dinner table is. So it's right next to you guys now. And hands him a bottle of rum. Jason doesn't seem to be up for that, but the captain kind of tips it back into his face. He's like, there you go, son.
Just like 2 swigs, yeah, not too much.
It doesn't seem to have hit him yet, but it could at any point. He cocks his arm back, squints at where you are, seems to like sway a little bit, and then launches another hatchet. And it smacks into the wood between your legs. And the crowd give an almighty roar.
Hurrah.
Whee. Told you, I knew.
They all pat
nice one, Jason.
On the back and say, well done, Jason. People are giving him more rum now. Grode, the first mate, kind of stops the wheel and unties you, and you sink to the floor, quite dizzy.
Oh, yeah, okay. No problem. Guess I grab my crutches and hurry over to the captain to get my 20 florins.
He pats you on the back saying, good show. What was your name again?
It's Tony. Yeah, people call me Tony the Shrimp. You know, that's
Tony the Shrimp. You'll go far. He says, be sure to see me after the voyage to collect your money.
Oh, what? You ain't got it on you now?
Oh, no. Not on me now.
Oh.
No. But see me afterwards and you'll be well paid.
What can you give me, like a little advance, something? A little taste, you know?
Well, I have no cash on me.
It's no bother, sir, honestly. Yeah, we'll get it at the end of the voyage. That's fine. We'll just rack it up onto the tab, yeah. Captain, yeah. Not bother.
Very good.
As a man of my word, I'm going to go up to Tony and slip him the coin that I said I would. Give him as well.
Oh, thank you, Governor. Nice. Tip my cap.
Thank you for being a good sport.
Anytime, sir.
You and Jason, Tony, are something of heroes now. The other guests and some of the crew.
I kind of puff up my chest. I'm going to stand there and smile.
Even Chubbins seems better disposed to you now.
Great. I just kind of bask in it. Soak it all.
He's getting quite drunk now, the first mate, and pats you on the back, Tony, and says, how do you feel about the captain? You're a loyal man, are you?
Oh yeah, I'm as loyal as they come, sir. What do you mean? How do I feel about the captain?
I was just wondering if you noticed anything about him that was off recently.
Well, I mean, he didn't give me my 20 florins to start with.
No, he didn't, did he?
But I mean, he's good for the money, right? Yeah, sir.
Yes.
What you kind of shifting your eyes there? Like, do you think he's not good for it? What are you saying?
Well, we're not sure. Some of the other crew and I have had our doubts about the captain recently.
Oh, I don't like the sound
of that. I know you're new, but... Oh.
Oh, I mean, sorry. I mean, I didn't... I mean, yeah, do go on.
Well, we're just worried he's maybe gone a bit soft lately.
What do you mean, soft?
Well, we used to...
Like soft in the head?
A bit. Too lenient. This life that we have now is not quite what we envisaged. As the captain says, we used to be pirates.
Do you need me to do so? I can help out. What are you suggesting here?
I saw what happened with you and Alfonso. I will admit.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
You had a little
mate,
try,
yeah.
Didn't you?
What? I did nothing of the sort. What are you saying?
Yes,
I see that guy. 25 paces through the axe.
I wasn't quite sure what to make of you before, but maybe you're one of us.
I mean, you can if you're saying it like that, yeah,
rich,
I can be a pirate. I'm a pirate.
Rich people that we're serving.
Rich.
There was a time when we would have just taken their money.
Cool, yeah, I bet you were pretty fearsome back in your day, weren't you?
I was. Oh, I was.
What are they used to call you, Mr. Chubbins?
It's always been Chubbins.
Chubbins. Did you not have like a rough nickname?
But
or
it was, you know, Chubbins with more fear in it.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, Chubbins.
Yeah.
Rather than Mr. Chubbins, sir, hello, how are you today, sir?
So, but I mean, all right, yeah. What about this? What about it? I mean, yeah, that Alfonso guy, he seems all right, though, you know? He paid up with his wager. So what about a captain? I mean, surely he must have a few quid kicking around.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We used to be rich, but now that we've started this whole cruise fiasco...
It's not really a pirate's life, is it?
It's not really. Well, you keep close to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always looking to make a few bob, you know, so I can help out.
Good for you, good for you.
I'm like, yeah, in my head, I'm like, yeah, good for me.
Well, with that, some of the other guests go to look at the apple bobbing, but it's just apple bobbing.
Is there a prize for the apple bobbing?
No, the apple is the prize.
Can I dunk my head in the apple bobbing? Get an apple in there, slam the visor shut, straighten up again, and it's
you can't, what, without using your hands? Please make a dexterity check. My
dexterity is 5, so.
Okay, I mean, well, the ship is swaying a bit, and you do have to catch one of these apples. But make it an advantage, because you're not really trying to bite it, you're trying to just get one in the visor, right, and shut it.
Uh-huh. 6.
Okay, you dunk your head in, but all the apples seem to avoid. They manage to escape your clutches.
Okay.
And if you shut the visor, you just basically get a helmet full of water. You're pretty much up to your knees now in meats and fruit and water.
Great.
And cutlery.
You're going to start to smell in a few days.
Awesome. You're making...
I mean, I've been at the bottom of the sea for 400 years. I probably smell pretty bad already.
So, no apple for you.
I had a good time nonetheless. I love this game. I don't think I'm aware that I didn't win.
Anything else?
I'll have a game of roulette.
Okay. The numbers are 1 to 20 around the side. Pick a number.
7. I'll stick 20 florins on.
On 7?
Yeah, on 7.
Okay. The roulette will spins. Please roll a d20.
Me and Alfonso are just like still on the other side of the room like, what the...
20.
Boom. So one time you don't want a 20.
You lose your 20 florins. It's Ruby the cook that's running this because she has nothing to do anymore. And so she cheers and scoops up the cash and puts it into a little pouch.
Better luck next time.
I want to nudge Tony and say, see, put it all in black. That's what went wrong.
Yeah, you did say that, sir. That's correct. I would have gone for black myself.
Ruby... looks at you watching the roulette and says, care to make a wager, sir? And Tony, you've come into a little money now, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Care I mean, to, can you give me some credit? Is that, can you, Captain hasn't, he said he's going to give it me at the end of the voyage. So I'm good for it at the end, you know?
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll say you have 20 florins credit.
Can you do, is there such thing as half a florin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool, yeah. What you're saying, Mr. Alphonse, it's all about black, is it?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, you make the bet, sir, and I'll put half a florin on.
Yeah, go on. I'll put 5 florins on black.
Five.
Five of your money?
Yeah.
And half a florin of his.
You're putting half your florin. You're just doing your
money. Well, it's on credit, yes. Yeah, so
all on black?
Yeah.
Blacks are odds on a D6. Reds.
Got a 2.
Oh, I thought you said it was black, sir. It's always black.
Ruby the cook cheers and says, half a florin from you, Tony, and 5 from you.
That's cool. You know I'm good for it when I get my money off El Capitan.
Yeah, I pay up.
You pay up. You lose 5 florins.
5 florins, yeah. Down some money already.
Can I just like eye up the wheel to check that it's like spinning straight?
Roll an investigation check.
What? Which
That's
one?
Just a d20 then.
Okay. 3.
3.
Lucky old Tony the Shrimp.
Yeah, so you look around at the wheel, under the wheel. It appears to be perfectly normal.
I just like...
A bit of wood on a...
Just like scratch my head like, what? Yeah, it's just a wheel.
Bad luck.
Well, you retire for the night. and the party's winding down.
I grab a glass of wine for a nightcap and head to the room.
Yeah, I guess in my room at PM17, he's going to be stood where the suit of armor was.
Just stood there.
Yeah, looming in the sort of corner.
Tony, you are sleeping in the bunk beds.
I go grab a candle and shine Alfonso's way to the room for him before going to sleep.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
No problem, Governor. I'll have a good sleep. I'll see you in the morning.
You too.
And so, Victor, you have a cabin next to you.
I remember to be outraged about my cabin. I forgot for a while. I was mad about it. And now I'm mad again.
You do sleep.
I can sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can sleep.
I lie down and go to sleep, I guess.
You're lying down on the bed?
Yeah. Before I go to sleep, I guess if I'm just lying on the bed, I want to experiment with just leaving the armor for a minute.
Okay.
What's my room like? Can I investigate my room? Like, I don't. You explained what the executive room was like. But
yeah,
what
your cabin is nothing like that at all. It is a series of blankets on the bed rather than a mattress, and it hasn't got a cupboard in it. It's got like a small table next to a porthole.
It doesn't have a cupboard.
It's okay. I only brought one bag, so I don't have too much to unpack. No ornaments in this one?
No ornaments.
Okay. I kind of enjoy how basic it is. I'm like, I'm happy with this room.
You're slumming it a bit.
Yeah, I'm enjoying slumming it. It's like, feels new to me.
When I get to bed, I'm a bit like, remember that I'd seen Victor with like, just pouring like all this random things into the armor. So maybe can I go and kind of peek through the door? Can I sneak back down to where the cabins are and peek through the door to like spy on Victor?
You can peek under the door, like the door doesn't have like a keyhole or anything in it and it is shut, but you, I guess, would you want to open it slightly?
Yeah, just a crack, just because I'm like a bit wary. I don't know what's going on. I want to kind of know what we're in for, if Victor's like some crazy ghost and some bit of armor. I kind of want to know if like that's going to be trouble.
Well, roll a sneak check, I think, to open the door.
Am I like good at sneaking? Do I get like
no you are not.
17
and
guess I'm pretty good at sneaking.
You roll a perception check to see if you actually notice it is dark in there, and there's the creaking of a ship as well.
20. Yeah. Oh god, keep going. What is it?
11.
11.
You don't notice anything. You can open the door just a crack and look in. And what are you doing?
I think the ghost is just sort of hovering. The armor's lying flat on the bed and the ghost is just hovering just above it, kind of moving around, like tentatively figuring out what it's like to be a ghost. And then it just filters back down into the armor and just goes still.
Okay, you see it as a kind of light blue glowing cloud that is shimmering just above the armor. And then sinks back in.
Okay, I'm a bit like, maybe shouldn't have stolen that rum. I'm kind of like, I go a bit white and kind of think, time for bed. I kind of sneak off back to my hammock. Crumbs.
Jason looks over to you, the other cabin boy who'd been throwing hatchets at you, and he's properly sozzled now. And he says, where have you been?
Oh, you wouldn't believe what I've seen tonight, Jason. Crikey. I guess, has he got any booze on him still?
He hasn't, but he looks like he's about to throw up. He's like half hanging off the edge of his hammock.
What's the room like? Is there a door? Like?
Yeah, this room has two bunk beds for four people and two hammocks that will be for the cabin boys next to each other.
I'm like, get out of it, mate. And I kind of try and like shove him out the door and nick his bedding.
As you shove him in the hammock, he falls out and splays on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Drools a little.
I kind of check his breathing and then just go to bed.
So you all have a good night's rest. And in the morning, it's a very sunny day, abstinence. You're not feeling so good about the sun's really beating down through the window. And because it's a porthole, there's no curtains or anything.
Oh, God.
But outside, you can see through your windows a small island. It has a nice beach. It's not tropical. There is deciduous trees beyond the beach. So the cook goes around rattling a spoon in a in a pot to wake everyone up.
I'm already awake. I'm ready, waking up nice and early for work. So I'm rise with the sun.
Me too. I'm already awake and I'm down outside, waiting outside Alfonso's cabin.
Yeah, I'll get dressed, and I see the sun's outside, so I make sure that PM17, he's got a little, I give him a hat to keep the sun off his wide shoulders, stop him drying out.
Is he going to be coming with you?
Yeah, I think take him out and about. You know, I don't want him too far away from me, otherwise my link with him might weaken. So yeah, have him nearby.
I want to swing open the door, and then when I see Tony the shrimp, where can I get some coffee?
Oh, I'm sure the cook will have a nice brew on.
Where's breakfast?
Where's breakfast?
Breakfast is up on the top deck where all the meals are kind of eaten. There are some fruits laid out. It's a very light breakfast. Fruits and crackers.
I grab my hat, like a kind of brimmed black hat and a pair of shades, and then I head up to the top deck.
And I'm like, Mom? And like a little cap nod, laying on thick.
You can see the sun shining through your visor, Sir Victor.
I just get up and go up on the top deck and stare out thoughtfully at the sea.
Okay, so Alfonso, I guess hearing the clanging of the pots and then the voices outside and the clanging of armor, decides it's time to leave his room as well. So I open the door with PM17 just behind me and I guess come face to face with Tony.
Morning, Governor. Cool, blimey, he's a big lad, isn't he?
Morning, Tony. How did you sleep?
Oh, yeah, like a log. Always sleep well, me. What's his deal then?
He's my ward, I suppose. I look after him. Don't worry about him too much. He won't get in the way.
Okay, yeah, a bit of muscle, yeah.
You know, yeah, he looks after me. I look after him. If you catch my drift.
Yeah, I catch your drift, sir.
Let me just remind you, Tony. He will notice if your fingers are feeling a little light today.
Oh yeah, so. No, I don't know what you're trying to imply there. There's a lovely breakfast up on the deck. We got fruit and crackers if you're into that kind of thing, you know.
Need a healthy meal to start the day, so
right this way, sir. And I kind of lead the way. Kind of hobble on my crutches.
Up on the deck, the guests are already eating. The father of a young boy is stuffing his face with pomegranate. The younger child who Sir Victor struck is kind of poking at some oranges. Looks okay, though. He's doing better.
At least he's up and about.
Up and about,
that's an important thing. Bit of fresh air will do him good.
Grode points out the island, said, that's where we're going today. The captain's quite keen to see some of the wildlife out there.
What kind of wildlife is there of interest there?
Well, he's interested in some kind of turtle. I'm not quite sure what's so special about them, but he seems very impressed with them. And you can see the captain is in very good spirits on the deck, eating the apples that were left over from the bobbing last night.
Turtles, they live in the sea, don't they? Not on islands. What are we going to the island for if they live in the sea anyway?
He says, I really don't know too much about turtles, if I'm honest, Tony.
Yeah. Best not to, I guess.
is it?
As I'm saying this, I'm like filling my pockets with food for later.
Yeah. Okay. Crackers.
Yeah, I'm like looking him straight in the eye, just like a few grapes, bit of crackers, that kind of thing.
Are you worried about being noticed at all?
Yeah, no, I'm not too worried. I'm chatting to him and looking him straight in the eye, so he's not really, I'm not making a big thing of it.
Well, the captain says, okay, that's enough breakfast for now. Into the rowboats. We're going to have a good time on the beach. See some turtles.
I'm sort of slumped in my chair. I'm like, ugh, okay. And then I like down the rest of my coffee and go over to the rowboats.
The surrounding seas of Fortuna are inhabited by creatures prized for their beauty and scarcity. Where else could you observe the Cleora catfish with its extravagant curly whiskers, or the magnificent four-winged Naren bird? After their night of wholesome entertainment and a restful sleep, our heroes look forward to a safari of the sea as they go in search of the wondrous Acacia turtle. You've been listening to Hot Air and Point of Sail, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight, Tom Dalling, and Maximilian John, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort, Harry May as Alfonso Boyo, Elizabeth Smith as Sir Victor Bartolomei, and Tom Dalling as Tony the Shrimp. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.